Ekhuluma lamhla ekuseni embukisweni lo kobulawayo unkosikazi Mujuru uthi ingqobi esasele ukuvuseni inotho yelizwe ikuthi kuqedwe udaba lokungathembeki kwezisebenzi lokuthanda ukufumbathiswa ukuze ilizwe libe lakho ukukhanga osomabhizimisi bakwamanye amazwe. Uthembise osomabhizimisi ukuthi uhulumende uzaphatha ukhetho olulokuthula olungasoze luphazamise labo abadinga ukuletha imali yabo eZimbabwe. Uphathe njalo udaba lwezijeziso zenotho ezethiswa ilizwe esithi yizwe sezenze amankampani amaningi emadolobheni anjengebulawayo avala.
I'm confident that Zimbabwe will see more consolidation. Consequently, Zimbabwe will witness improvement in ease of doing business, competitiveness of Zimbabwe's products and services, improvement in the Human Development Index, Corruption Index and Happiness Index, to name a few.
Ekhuluma emhlanganweni omunye wabasekeli benhloko kahulumende unkosazana Thokozani Khuphe uthi idolobho lakobulawayo liziswa usizi lamhla ngenxa yezisebenzi eziphelelwe ngumsebenzi eziswela ongaphathisa ukuthi kuvuselelwe amankampani ayeqhatha inkulungwane zabantu. Uthi ingqobe ngekahulumende ukuthi avuselele inotho yelizwe angakwenza ngokufunda kwamanye amazwe aphumelelayo anjengeBrazil, iSingapore leChina ukuthi kungathathwa manyathelo bani ukuthuthukisa ilizwe.
Development is the ability of a country to satisfy the needs of the people using its own resources. And what are the needs? Food, shelter, education, health, clean water, electricity, amongst others. It is clear that our people need jobs. It is clear that that rising smoke must rise again. Companies like Dunlop, like Merlin, like GND used to employ more than 1,000 people, but now some of them are employing 50 people, 20 people, and most of them have closed.
Umphathi Ntambo ogatsha lwezokuthengiselana uMnumzana Walshman Ncube onguye njalo umkhokheli welinye lamacele MDC uthi kumele osomabhizinisi bakhulumisane ngokulungisa impahla epheleleyo kuleli, hathi ukuthengisela kwamanye amazwe impahla engalungiswanga ngoba ithengiswa ngemali entuthwane ithi isiphenduka isidula. Uthi kumele kukhulunywe ngokwakha amafektali okwenza impahla epheleleyo elohlonzi empahleni enjengochinda kanye lezikhumba. Uthi ilizwe lithengisa uchinda lunjalo luyelungiswa kwamanye amazwe, kwenziwa amalembu lezigqoko eziphenduka zingasathengeki kanye lezikhumba eziphenduka sokuyizicathulo lezikhwama, kukanti ilizwe lilakho ukuzenzela lithengise impahla epheleleyo.
Like all developing countries, the continued exporting of our commodities, including minerals, in their raw form, with little or no value addition, impacts negatively on the socio-economic development of our country, as jobs are exported and revenue is lost to countries that have developed and embraced value addition as a priority in their manufacturing processes.
Umhlangano lo ongowesikhombisa ukuphathwa embukisweni weZITF ungene njalo ngomunye wabasekeli benhloko kahulumende uMnumzana Arthur Mthambara kanye labaphathi bengatsha ezehlukeneyo zikahulumende abagoqele abamnumzana u-Obert Mpofu loGordon Moyo kanye lonkosikazi Thembiso Nyoni. Inhloko kahulumende uMnumzana Morgan Tsvangirai ubekhangelelwe ukuba khona kodwa akasafinyelelanga kulo mhlangano. Indikimba yomhlangano walonyaka ngethi Building Value and Enhancing Sustainable Growth, the Socio-Economic Transformation of Zimbabwe. Ngimele iStudio 7 kobulawayo, ngingunothando Spanda.